I was asked to talk to you about approach to chest pain. From an approach to chest pain, in my opinion, is more of a practical session. I mean, you're going to practice it every day. Anything called approach is really best taught not by lecture, best taught by interaction and workshop and seeing you how you do it. The lecture theory is actually, I don't believe in giving lectures at all. I believe in you prepare, you come, I prepare, you discuss, you learn from me, I learn from you. You get to know things better, stick here much better. And the hassle in Nuhna, what you know, and once you walk out of this room, all what you remember in 48 hours is 10% of the lecture. So you don't remember anything, right? Because lecturing is not the way to go. So Jama'at al-Sa'a Mu'mineen bil lecturing, which is it's a belief in the education, and I believe in workshop. I believe in interactive sessions. That's the way we learn. And كل lectures اللي خدناها صحيح, it's eye opening. تحلكم عيونكم إنه there's something called this. والله الدكتور تكلم عن هذا. Maybe I should read it. All right, but it's never the way that you learn. So approach to chest pain is one of these things where it's really very useful to practice it, and you're going to practice it every day. You have to know that there is it accounts for about 5% of all the emergency visits. What's important, and I've been studying the cardiologist, what's important for the chest pain, it's either it is cardiac or non-cardiac. And cardiovascular, because this is important. Cardiovascular means serious, means could be emergency, could be fatal. Like in non-cardiovascular, كونه musculoskeletal, or كونه esophageal pain, or abdominal pain, less serious. Patient can wait. You can work him up. Like in cardiovascular, if it's a heart attack, time is muscle. بالأحرى, each minute is a muscle being killed. So time is very important. So you have to be swift. You have to be quick. Diagnosing and knowing what's going on in a very timely fashion. The thing that people classify, the multiple classification of chest pain, you can say cardiac or non-cardiac, which is the one I like, or you can say visceral and somatic. Visceral means it comes from the viscera. Somatic means from the outside. Related. The visceral pain is, it's a logical way of classifying this because they all present with a similar pain. Visceral organ is intertechal embryology. The nerve who supply the heart, the lungs, the esophagus, and all that is all actually one nerve.
Vagus nerve.
So they all share the same innervation, which means if they get a visceral pain, they can get the retrosternal, goes to the right and left, to the shoulders, to the jaw, could be from the stomach, could be from the lung, could be from the heart. Okay, because they share the same nerve. This is why people felt classifying it as a visceral pain because it tend to feels the same and present the same with differentiation. The somatic is usually musculoskeletal. Sharp pain, أمس كان عندي في العيادة. One patient, I told him I gave the lecture this morning. مجرد ما حطيت يدي على sternum, هو is non-cardiac patient. وجاله chest pain وراح الإسعاف بالchest pain. دكتور شاف الإسعاف عمل له ECG وعمل له cardiac enzymes وعمل له full house وخلاه 6 to 8 hours. حين لو حط يده على صدره المريض jumped. There is no way on earth this is cardiac. Okay, ولا حتى في space. مو بس في الأرض. Alright, ولا حتى في space. Yeah. There is no way that you put your hand and he jumps because of the tenderness. And that's the تقول له هو هذا بين يقول لك يوم yes هو هذا قلت له اوكي الله يسلمك okay the evaluation which is the initial evaluation for into your sitting patient come you have to walk in you have to evaluate the ABCs حقتنا الان بنقول انه circulation في recent data is more important than breathing يعني حتى في CBR الان you don't do breathing and you know, compression is almost enough they're modifying the guidelines. History is very important. أنا بقول لكم إنه if you take a good history, And if you learn to take a good history, you're going to be a very good doctor. Right? If you take a lousy history and you don't give time to history, you're going to be a lousy doctor for the rest of your life. سواء رحت surgery ولا رحت نساء ولادة ولا رحت whatever, لأنك you don't know how to take history. If you do not invest in taking good history, لأن الهيستوري هو النور اللي direct you where to go. Right? If you don't take good history, you'll be walking to a dark room وزي اللي داخل غرفة ظلمة وسامع صوت shoot everywhere. Okay? بس تعمل blood test أو هذا blood test abnormal. خلنا نشوف ايش عنده. تعمل blood test تطلع normal. تطلع blood. You're just fishing. Because you don't know and you do not guide. And I've seen it a lot. I've seen it in the people walk to the hospital, they are there for a month. ولا أحد عارف ايش اللي حاصل فيهم. Because the guy up front who took the history misdirected. Okay, لأن الكونسلتنت لما يجي ما حياخذ هيستوري ويجلس مع المريض ساعة. لكن هو بيعتمد على الريزيدنتس والفيلوز وهذول اللي بيجلسوا مع المريض المفروض ياخذوا ديتيلز هيستوري. فهم they misdirected. So the history is important. So the character of the pain is very important. Is it crushing? Is it sharp? Is it pressure? Where is it? The character and the presence of the associated symptoms. واحد يقول لك والله عندي كحة عندي حرارة وفي بلغم. This look like pneumonia, infection, right? ثاني يقول لك no, I feel short of breath, I sweat, and my heart is beating fast, palpitation, sounds like cardiac. ثاني يقول لك والله I take a deep breath, it hurts, it sounds like pleuritic, lung. So pleuritic chest pain comes with breathing. When they breathe, they feel the pain. It's related to the lung, right? So the history is very important. The vast history of the cardiopulmonary history is important, and the intensity of the pain. Why the intensity of the pain is important? لأنه إحنا we tend to evaluate the patient, we follow him up. يعني هو الآن دخل في الامرجنسي قال لك جايك ب 10 out of 10 chest pain. وانت عطيته medication, whatever, it's an MI, and you want to know how he's responding. ترجع تقول له الألم اللي كان معاك 10 من 10 هو he gave it 10 out of 10. أول ما أخذت من الهيستوري قلت له الألم كم تعطيه؟ If the worst pain that you had in your life was 10, that's the question you ask the patient. إذا كان أسوأ ألم حسيته في حياتك 10، هذا الألم اللي تحسه الحين كم تعطيه؟ إذا قال لك والله هذا 10 ولا 11، right? This is fine. It's 10 or 11 out of 10, يعني severe. Right? When you start treating him, بتقول له الآن الألم كم صار؟ Because you want something. You want to assess what's going on. لما الألم كيف الألم والله الألم أحسن؟ أحسن كيف يعني؟ لا، أقول لك والله الألم كانه نزل عند 6 من 10 أو الآن بيتحسن أو اختفى أو صار زيرو. Which is very important. The examination, as I said, the history is important. You have to. Oh, that's nice. Alright. It comes over the override the طيب ال the quality, radiation, migration, severity, onset, كل الكلام هذا. احنا لما بنقول لك انه ترى لما تاخذ history لازم تسأل عن 8 اشياء مهمة لكل symptom ما بنقولها كذا لأننا نمنا وصحينا وعلى هوانا قلنا نبغى 8 أشياء هذه. Because this is to minimize that the chance that you miss something. This is number one. And this is an approach where standardized around the world عشان you can give a more comprehensive detail of any complaint. Alright? فلما نكون ملمين بالشيء لأنه this is the art of medicine. Right? Risk factors حقة المريض is important. تسألوا عن الدايابيتس الهايبرتنشن تسألوا عنده lung disease عنده history of bronchiectasis عنده you want to find out is it cardiac is it lung does he have history of stomach problem does he have history of acid coming back into his mouth when he lean forward معناته عنده regurg and gastroesophageal regurg symptoms you ask all these things because you want to sort it out. Physical exam is important, review his old ECGs and old chest x-ray is very important, the old ones are very helpful. Like when chest wall pain, which is usually sharp, localized, okay, and reproducible. يعني بتحط يدك he jumps. Reproducible by palpation and movements. That's musculoskeletal pain. Pleuritic or respiratory chest pain, somatic شعب works with breathing and coughing. هذا البروراتي. يعني هو حاسه بس when he coughs or he breathes, he feels it more. It gets worse. Visceral chest pain, poorly localized aching and heaviness. That's what we talked about. Chest wall, multiple things. Think about the chest and what's available in the chest wall. I mean joints, the muscle, the bone, the whatever, it can give you the pain. Alright? So bone disease can give you the pain. Arthritis can give you the pain. Musculoskeletal and injury and trauma, costochondritis, all that things can give you a chest pain, which is what we call chest wall pain. The pleuritic chest pain, which is usually comes related to the lung, the most serious one is pulmonary embolism. Then the pulmonary embolism could be fatal. If they cannot measure pulmonary embolism, close one of the major pulmonary arteries, no blood return from the right system to the left heart, left atrium, cardiac output drop, patient collapse, and you announce the cold, and then they could die if you don't survive, if you don't save them. Pneumonia is something which is common for chest pain to see. Spontaneous pneumothorax, pericarditis, and bursa. The visceral pain is a typical anginal pain or atypical angina. في واحد في اثنين اسمه واحد اسمه دايموند والثاني اسمه فوستر اجتمعوا وقرروا ان هم في السبعينات انهم يعرفونا يعني ايش typical ويعني ايش atypical. But what is the classical symptoms of heart disease? فراحوا ايش عملوا؟ راحوا رجعوا للشارتس في هارفارد في بوسطن ماس جنرال رجعوا للشارت حقهم 2001 ماتوا with heart disease. فتحوا الشارت وشافوا ايش السيمتومز ورجعوا وشافوا الاوتوبسي حقت المرضى وشافوا نسبة الاستينوسيز الموجودة في كل كورونري ل 2000 شخص يعني ما صاروا مشهورين ببلاش اوكي تعبوا رايت سووا 2000 اوتوبسي و 2000 شارت ريفيو and they correlated the things present in the coronaries with the symptoms and they told us that exertional chest pain, retrosternal or central, whatever you want to call it, relieved by arrest or nitro, these are the main three important features to call this is typical anginal chest pain. Retrosternal or central, exertional, relieved by arrest or nitro. That's if it has two out of the three, it is typical. If it has less than two, it's atypical. يجيك واحد تقول لك أنا عندي ألم هنا. طيب لما أقوم أطلع الدرج وأروح وأجي وكل شيء، نان إكزيرشن. لما أجي أنام في الليل يجيني ألم مرة ثانية. This is atypical chest pain. واحد يجي يقول لك والله أنا لما أمشي يجيني ألم. Okay؟ لكنه هنا. It's not retrosternal. Not central. It's right sided. This is atypical. Right? لأن اللوكيشن حقه ما هو صح. فعندك 3 important location, exertional related to effort and relief by rest or nitro. الاتيبيكال we talked about unstable angina. احنا عندنا ال ACS. عارفين ايش ال ACS؟ ما تعرف ACS. ACS يعني acute coronary syndrome. Acute coronary syndrome احنا كنا نسميها MI وما ادري ايش كان كله الجماعه في 2000 يمكن 2000 قال لك انسوا الكلام هذا كله احنا we're gonna talk about حاجه اسمها acute coronary syndrome. The acute coronary syndrome is a spectrum تشمل ال MI وتشمل ال unstable. Okay, acute coronary syndrome ما في atypical. This is a syndrome في coronary event يعني في plaque والبلاك رابتشر وعملت لك سيندروم اللي هو الأكيوت كرونيك سيندروم which is characterized by the black rupture. عارفين البلاك رابتشر؟ فالسبكترم هذا unstable angina ولا MI. الMI إذا كان فيها ST elevation صارت ST elevation myocardial infarction STEMI تسمعوها كثير STEMI infarct alright أو إذا ما فيها ST elevation فيها ST depression هذه معناته non-STEMI right. وإذا في ECG changes but ما في enzyme rise we call it unstable angina لأنه ما في injury الانزيم هي اللي تحدد الانجري right.
typically the unstable angina lasts less than 20 minutes. في حين أنه الانفاركت, عشان to have infarct, you have to have the pain for more than 20 minutes. Alright? The aortic dissection is a serious business. Why? Because the aorta dissect. الأورطة هو channel أو هو القناة اللي بتوصل لنا blood للبرين. The brain up front, the brain at the back, the carotid, the vertebrals, blood to everywhere, to the vertebra, to the intervertebrals, well, interspinal, اللي هم supply spinal spinal cord, وطبعاً the kidneys, and you take it. So if this, for a reason or another, dissect, يعني تنشك, تفتح, يصير two lumen. The media gets separated, يصير two lumen. لما يصير two lumen, إذا أنت عندك tube, وعندك هو any tube, and you open another lumen, the flow is going to be divided. مو بس كده, عندك one lumen, this is the aorta. عندك dissection, معناته one lumen حيصير بالشكل هذا. لأنه هو dissect في الوال, معناته blood حيجي هنا, بس ما حيطلع. And the other blood flow here. So this is, if this is a carotid, the مريض يجي له stroke. لأنه this dissect, هذا حي dissect كمان هنا. لأنه it's a continuous, كأنه sleeve, كأنك you're opening a sleeve. Alright? This is a surgical and a medical emergency. You have to take patient right away to the OR to fix it. Most of it. So aortic dissection is, we'll talk about it very pericarditis, inflammation of the pericardium, viral infections, all that kind of thing. Oesophageal reflux, oesophageal rupture, is the kind of واحد gastroenterologist, فنان, okay, وراح حط الاندوسكوبي عمل لك rupture, all right, فالpatient get pneumomediastinum, emergency, right, you need to help. Our acid leaks into the mediastinum, push mediastinitis, one of the worst pain ever. You see people shouting and screaming of pain. Mitral valve prolapse and so on. Atypical chest pain, that's the classical. مين هم اللي يجيهم atypical chest pain؟ مين أكثر ناس most you see؟ Females. Alright? So the females أكثر خلق الله most you see. Alright? فتلاقي انه she has all the pains that you want. She has pain here, goes there, انزل على الرجل, يطلع الراس, يروح يمين, يسار, you don't know. Alright? So the classical, when they looked at the literature, the more females get more atypical pain. عشان كده, لما نجوا في الامرجنسي روم, حتى ال MI is most likely to be missed in a female. لأنه طفشنا منها. Alright? They come and they are with atypical pain. People had one of these newcomers, one of these crazy ladies coming again with the same pain. You can miss an infarct. Russian kid, they get a heart attack and be missed more. So you have to take it serious. I'm sorry. You have to listen to them. You like it or you don't like it. Right? You have to go and listen to her crazy story. Maybe it's true. And diabetics also get atypical pain. Because diabetics get some neuropathies and so on. And African in the States, and African Americans get more, and non-whites. Right? And whites tend to be more serious people. The elderly get more atypical pains as well. And the people with altered mental status. طبعا قلنا الـ MI, we talked about the MI and the unstable angina, so this is clear in your mind. There's something called acute coronary syndrome, which is MI or unstable angina. You need to do an ECG in these people, because that's how you differentiate them, ST elevation, non-ST elevation, or ST depression, بس ما في enzyme rise, معناته unstable angina. Okay? This is how you differentiate. Pain, typical and atypical, pain more than 20 minutes, معناته most likely an infarct, less than 20 minutes in a history. It could be unstable angina, they usually come with dyspnea, diaphoresis, they look sick. A cardiac pain, it's not a joke. Right? When you see someone with a heart attack, you know it's not a joke. He feels, you know, death is coming. Alright, the heart doesn't joke. Right, when something goes wrong, هذول اللي جوا عندي في العيادة وتعتقد إنه هي قلبها وجاء heart attack last night and she walked to the clinic وحاطة full makeup or whatever. This is not heart. Right, this is crazy. Reproducible with effort. معناته when you ask them to do effort or walk or do whatever activity, it comes back again. ليش؟ لأنه blockage موجود. Stenosis موجود. معناته اللي بيجيها ألم ولا بيجي له ألم في الليل وبيجيك الصباح وهو وقف سيارته في الباركينج وجايك طالع طلع الدرج وجاك و he had wrist pain last night, doesn't sound right. Right? Then if there is a blockage in the artery, it does not go away the next day in the morning. So it's there. If it gave him the pain last night while he was lying in bed, it should give him the pain just moving out of bed. إلا إذا فتحنا الأرتري حلينا مشكلة. Exertional angina, that's the exertional angina, usually short, less than 10 minutes. Onset with exertion, المريض, important that تقول المريض إذا مشي تجاك الألم. اجلس. No, not for you. I said the patient sit. Alright, sit and take your nitro. لأنه إذا أخذ النيترو هو ما هو جالس ممكن تعمل له sudden vasodilation and he drop his blood pressure and he hit his head against the floor ويجي له cerebral bleed ندخل في فيلم جديد. Alright, so it's important that you tell the patient the right instruction. Atypical angina, we said that one of the things that you may read about is Prinzmetal angina.
Vasospasm.
Absolutely, very good. هذول spasm usually they are short lived. يعني ايش تقول لي طبعا كيف اميز واحده اللي هي يعني شويه crazy from the one who's really has Prinzmetal angina. اقول لك if she gets the pain usually Prinzmetal angina is short at least mainly at night and it usually come also with stress and it's short lived, does not last more than 10 minutes and resolve. اللي بتجيك تقول لك انا طول الليل كان معي الم. Okay, lasted for hours and hours. This is not Prinzmetal angina. So the duration and the history is important. Unstable angina we talked about. We said it should be less than 20 minutes because more than 20 minutes, ACS with negative enzyme. Basically, that's the definition. It's acute coronary syndrome. يعني في حاسين انه هيك المريض هذا الايفنت في عنده اي سي جي تشينجز رايت لكنه انزيمز نيجاتيف رايت وهذول برضه سبيكترم عشان كده هنتكلم عن حاجه اسمها تشست بين ايفالويشن يونت ذات يو دونت هاف هير. Pulmonary embolism is a serious business. You have to look always for the risk factor. يعني ايه الريسك فاكتور؟ يعني عمل previous surgery, has been immobilized, trauma, traveling long hours, the States or the China, all right, long travels,
previous DVT or
previous PD. DVT, absolutely. So you look for the risk of DVTs.
Oral contraceptive.
We've seen it. Okay, classical. Just last month, I had a lady, young woman, who had twisted her ankle. Masha. And حطوا لها رجلها بكاست. They did not give her any anticoagulation because they thought she's mobilized. She's mobile. هي فعلا موبايل بس حطت رجلها بكاست. حطوها كاست صارت ماشيه بالكاست for about a month. بعدين جاتها رحله and she needed to travel and she traveled. وصلت البلد اللي هي راحتها وجالسه تمشي برضه تبي تعمل شوبينج وتبي تروح طبعا as usual. Women enjoy shopping. When they travel, they don't travel to enjoy, they travel to shop. She was shopping and standing and standing and shopping and rigid getting bigger and bigger. Alright? Then she had chest pain. Skin about 3 days of arriving to that place where she wanted to spend her vacation, she spent the rest of her vacation in the emergency room and in the hospital in that country with pulmonary embolism. Classical. Right? So you have to look for this risk factor in the history. Mobilization, trauma, برضو connection tissue disease and all that things. They also present with fever, with cough, with hemoptysis. They can have infection, but in fact, it's milder fever, and the hemoptysis usually is scanty hemoptysis. ويجيهم pleuritic chest pain. She take deep breath, she feel it more. Okay? They are tachycardic, they are dyspneic, they have ischemic, so they look also. Aortic dissection, as we talked about. أنا دائما أحب أقول كلمة واحدة. أنا there is the chief of cardiology اللي اشتغلت معاهم قال لي كنا رايحين واحدة مرة على emergency room. شوف هناك the chief of cardiology goes with you to the emergency room. Alright? احنا عندنا هنا you don't see them. Alright? You can't even meet them. Right? It's very difficult to meet. You're busy. We were walking to the emergency room because they called me to the emergency room. We couldn't know who was service together. So I was a cardiology fellow. Gali Muhammad, I want you to remember one thing. Every time you are called to the emergency room to patient with chest pain, say to yourself, I'm not going to miss a dissection. All right? Because if you do, it's a disaster. All right, patient can die, and you can miss it very easily. So I learned that when they called me to the AR with chest pain, I always remember that statement: I'm not going to miss a dissection. And I did. I did not miss a dissection because it happened to me that I went there and I was called to see 6 patients. كلهم موجودين. ACS, atypical pain, angina for the emergency room. It's like 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon. خلصنا الشغل حقنا. They call me to the emergency room. I'm starting my own call. We have الفتاح الكريم على قول. I'm 6 people in the emergency room. So you go there and I ask the emergency physician consultant, who's the sickest? وانا أبدأ بمين. All right. قال لي that's one in the corner. قلت له who's this? حطينا عليه cardiology. This is an atypical pain. قلت يا واد, you know what? خليني أخلص من atypical pain وأروح على الناس اللي atypical pain سريع أمشي عشان يصيروا ناقص واحد. Alright? دخلت عليه. Classical story of dissection. That man in 2 hours he was inside the OR getting his aorta repaired. Massive dissection from all here down to the renal. Classical. He was having a shower. Okay. هو بياخد shower. He's hypertensive. He was never really controlled. شوف the risk factors. Risk factors are playing part. He's hypertensive, uncontrolled. He's in his 50s. Suddenly has tearing pain. حاجة بتمزق. Okay. Went to the back and down to the abdomen. One of the characters that you have to look. إذا كان الألم نزل من الصدر للأبدومن. Think of dissection. And that's the organ that extends. Right? Goes to the back and dissect. So it's important. Dissection. So what do you do? What do you do when you walk into the examining patient? Always feel the pulses in both sides.
Right.
علم نفسك انك when you feel the radial pulses, you put your hand in both radial pulses. Why? Because if it dissect the commonest thing, it's very common that it compromises the flow to the left side. Compromises, ممكن ما يكون absent. If you are lucky, it's absent. Easy. حط يدك ما في بلس. في بلس deficit. Alright? X-ray, dissection, whatever. Alright? Absolutely. How in that you have to program your brain how you feel for arriving on the same time with the same strength. يعني تحط يدك لازم تفهم انه هي مفروض it arrive on the same time with the same strength, مش واحدة قوية واحدة ضعيفة. Alright? Spontaneous pneumothorax, هذول الناس الطوال النحاف. Okay? كمان يزودوها ويروح يعملوا diving. Alright? يطلع من الدايفنج pneumothorax. But this is classical story. The classical story that you see in these people. Usually tall and thin people, طبعا كمان مارفان people, وسموكر سي او بي دي التشينج اللي بينزل يعمل غطس وبيطلع كلاسيكال بيجيك suddenly short of breath you look at the trachea it's deviated you percuss it is hyper resonant because the lung collapsed حط له chest tube وانتهي all right so that's one of the things this is easy procedure rupture انه يكون المريض اول شيء the commonest story that we see ممكن نشوفها ان المريض يكون مثلا على كيموثيرابي او حاجه وعنده بروتراكتد فوميتنج الجماعه اللي بياخذوا كيمو الله يشفيهم يا رب هذول they tend to vomit and vomit and vomit as the side effects of the chemo and when they vomit excessively they can tear the causes of visual tear and they can bleed and that's one way the other thing انه زي ما قلت لك يكون واحد فنان gastroenterologist telescope he want to push it really hard المريض ما هو راضي يبلع who is trying to push it hard forceful يعني which is a problem and he can't do that it's an emergency right so you need to call the surgeon to look after that acute pericarditis نشوفها كثير في اليانج اللي زيكم نشوفها كثير viral infection jack flu whatever the next day you have that heaviness when you lie on your back it get worse when you sit forward and lean forward it get better classical story okay that's a pericardial pain all right اللي هو ايش اللي هو لما تنسدح لان الهارت بينزل يضغط على البريكارديوم you feel the pain it is not like in real life you like to sit and lean forward عشان يخفف البريشر right usually viral usually related to we see it كمان في renal failure مساكين هذا renal failure لانه uremic pericarditis اذا انك lucky تسمع الفريكشن رود تحط السماعه كده تسمع اذا كان عندك الله يكرمك الجزمه هذه حقت الفالكرو كاتش لو الشنط هذه the same movement of the heart you hear the systolic and the diastolic fraction rod all right as the heart moves on it fraction it do the fraction right بعدين تعمل ECG تلاقي ST elevation everywhere what the suppression or depression of the BR interval pneumonia is pneumonia infection very common as we go احنا بنقول في medicine the friend of the old people old people pneumonia okay and old people they die with infection if they live long and if they escape the heart attack escape the stroke they escape all this okay pneumonia eventually going to hit them okay because beyond 80 يعني you're going to die you know right so pneumonia is a very common friend to the elderly pneumonia fever cough productive cough sputum they look infection we've seen somebody with infection that's the classical picture musculoskeletal we talked about GI disorders which is the GERD dyspepsia burning esophageal spasm something we see lots in our society احنا يا جماعه لما نجلس ناكل right we like it really full okay man we really like to يعني fill it but over years and years like مسكين السفنكتر هذا لما بين الاسفيجس والسفنكتر الجاستريك سفنكتر هذا okay get خلاص من كتر ما بينفخوا فيه right خلاص get dilated they start have reflux our major reflux الاسفيجن goes into spasm The classical story, يجوك في الإسعاف هذولي with central pain radiate to the neck, they think they are dying, they think it's a heart attack, this is their day, okay, and it's not. It's just a esophageal spasm. تعطيهم حاجة اسمها, كنا في كندا, عندهم حاجة اسمها pink lady, which is a mix that the nurse does. تجيب lidocaine مع الجافسكون أو المالوكس. يخلطوهم مع بعض. خليه يشرب له نص كاسة بينك ليدي
جي اي كوكتيل
جي اي كوكتيل يسميه في بعض الناس احنا كنا في كندا نسميها بينك ليدي بيكوز اتس بينك والنيرسز طبعا اي حاجه كويسه يسحبوا يسموها لها but they call it being clean. And he will drink it and he will feel great. It's gone. ليش اللايدوكين works locally؟ كل الirritation اللي موجود راح. والثاني عمل separation للانتي اسيد. Good cocktail. So if you have somebody you can try. Okay. Peptic ulcer disease, طبعا duodenal ulcer, classical symptoms of peptic ulcer disease, you're going to be taught about it. panic disorder, very common.
Compulsion disorder?
Very common. Or psychological disorder?
Conversion disorder.
Yeah, it could be. لكن هو panic disorder usually اللي بيحصل انه هذول الناس عندهم الاستعداد يصير عندهم panic disorder. طبعا as much as I sound I'm against women, I'm not, لكن this is true. فبيجيها الخفقان. Okay, which is a very common complaint. Right? And عندها خفقان. Right? When that comes, she start panicking. She start getting worried. As she get worried, nervous system releases more catecholamines, more stimulation. خفقان get worse. Oh, she's dying now. Right? It's getting worse because she get more worried. She comes to the emergency. Right? With خفقان, and she wants the full house. So this is very common, you see. الشيء الثاني تشوفوه كثير, you're gonna see it in your family, in your young female members of the family. Females in their teens and their 20s, they have low blood pressure because of their hormonal changes. Okay? When they have low blood pressure, always when you check their blood pressure, تلاقي على 90, 95, 100, 105, 110. That's their blood pressure. Well, they are very worried about their figure, about their body. They might go up. They might have a tough time. Right? But they get hypotension. When they get hypotension, the normal response of the body, you know, give me a break, I need blood. Alright? Tell the brain to send some signals to the heart to kick in. They go, the heart start to beat. Then she get the palpitation. Alright? And she get really worried. She comes to you with palpitation. هذه بقول لك في العيادة حقتي, if I see almost every night, one at least, of a similar story. Okay? Because of the palpitation. طبعا يروحوا للناس اللي هم المفترين اللي ما يسمع هيستوري, يقول يلا نسوي لك هولتر, نسوي لك ايكو, نسوي لك مدري ايه, ويدفعها المسكين الرجال حقه يدفع 3000 ريال for nothing because the doctor أول شيء he wanna abuse the ability or the circumstances which is unethical. Number two, he does not wanna listen. ما يبغى يسمع, خليني في السليم وفي السيف سايد وعمل له كل investigation under the sun. Alright, وبعدين يحط على بيت بلوكر خس ولع. Which is really true. ما تتصوروا, patients went years and years على بيتا بلوكر. يجوني على بيتا بلوكر وتقول لي والله الخفقان خف, مش شيء طبيعي انه الخفقان حيخف. ما حطك على بيتا بلوكر, بس what is it? The story that you just eat and drink more, keep your blood pressure with a normal range, and you don't need anything. When they start eating salt, or they drink fluids, or they don't miss a meal, يجوني يقول له والله it's gone. Okay? It's very easy to write a prescription. The message, it's very easy to write a prescription. Right? But in really, really, before you write a prescription, think, am I treating myself? ولا treating the patient? لأن so many times you can treat yourself by writing a prescription. لأنك أنت تبغى ترضي نفسك. تبغى تطلع نفسك من المأزق اللي أنت فيه. Write a prescription that can slow the heart. So panic disorder is serious, need to be, and these people take more time. They destroy your clinic. You have 15 minutes for each patient. They destroy your schedule. Then you really need to listen to them. You really need to understand them. You really need to know why they're getting the panic attack. That's number one. Number two, reassure them and explain to them what's going on. لأنه أنت مهمتك في العيادة, although I'm a cardiologist, لكن when they walk to the clinic, they walk, they need help. So I need to help. If you say, والله this is non-cardiac, السلام عليكم. This is non-cardiac, go find somebody else. This is not right. You have to explain to her and direct her, or direct him. And والله, you know what, أنت هذه مرحلة advanced, okay, أنا أعتقد أنك لازم تشوف psychiatrist. Okay, عشان كذا وكذا وكذا. You explain to him, you get things into his head in a sensible way. طبعا في ناس they understand sense, وفي ناس they don't understand sense. But that's most of the people they do understand the sense. You have to do ECG. We are almost done. American Heart American Association to pull ECG has to be done within 10 minutes. بابني هنا في السعودية. Positive predictive value, the ECG قلنا لها certain. A CK or CKMB is important. Yeah, إيش هو CK؟ Very good. More Calvin Klein. CK drains, lethal, and cardiac. The MB fraction is the one that you always look at. Usually 4 to 8 hours before it start to rise. And there's so many reasons for the CK to rise. Myoglobin, if there is absence of injury, يعني مريض مو جاله heart attack وطاح and he hit, or he was lying on the floor, had syncope, but then just damaged myoglobin very high. طبعا لأنه he hurt his muscle. لكن إذا ما في absence of injury, إذا في absence ما في injury يعني, معناته you could do the myoglobin, it's very sensitive. التروبونين سمعتوا بها؟ Very good. Troponin C and I is the most. So if you're doing it's negative after 4 to 6 hours, 98% negative predictive value. So it's a solid solid things to do. It elevates in 6 hours. Troponin age is about 10 days to blood, my blood. All right? So if you combine all these together and use that, you have a very good accuracy of diagnosing the ischemic heart disease. Few newer things, they are free fatty acid, free kit. طلعوها. تاخذ بلاد من المريض, you pick up the free fatty acid لأنه هو أول حاجة within the first hour بيطلع. Did not really validated, وبعدين طلع very expensive وشركة تضحك علينا. We did not really pursue that, and all the literature doesn't go in that direction. You have to think of doing echo, عشان كده لازم يكون عندنا وحدة متخصصة لآلام الصدر. أنا لما رحت States 1993, right, I walked in, there was a chest pain unit في الER. مدخلها لوحدها. Anybody who gets chest pain, he goes to the chest pain unit. Why? Because chest pain is a serious business. When I came back here, which was a few years back, okay, I met with the emergency people. We wanted to set up a chest pain evaluation unit. Can you tell me everything going to happen? All right? And it will happen, inshallah. I'm still waiting for it to happen. All right? But it still happens. So just wait. يعني don't get مستعجل عليه. It's eventually going to happen. And we need a unit where people walk with chest pain, free triage nurse, to go look, what's the problem? Chest pain. تاخذوا تدخلوا على chest pain unit. Chest pain unit عندهم protocols for each patient. 1, 2, 3 with the time frame. You don't miss an MI. You have an echo for low risk people and stress test on the spot. You can exercise them, you can sort them out, you can treat them, you can bring them back to the clinic, or these people need to go to the cath lab, these people need to go to the CCU or monitoring area. This is a long history. It has been, and I will do it. That's it. For the unfortunate, I'm doing it in the private. I'm not doing it in this place. Then it doesn't work. So echo and the stress test is important to sort out patients who are probable, intermediate. We don't really know what's going on. We want to know exactly what's going on. We put them in a treadmill. They do well. They don't get chest pain. They don't get ECG changes. Well, thank you very much. This is not your heart. This is your musculoskeletal, or your stomach, or whatever. Take some stomach pill. I'll see you in 1 week time. La wallah, I put him in a treadmill. He drop his ST. He get chest pain. He goes straight to the cath lab. All right, so you sort people out by having a chest pain evaluation. Perfusion imaging is an advanced stage. So chest pain unit is very important, actually. And there is huge, so دخلت في في literature and research about the, how important to have a chest pain evaluation unit and how it reduces the, the number of MIs and facilitate the patient care. It's really important. You can't miss an MI about 2%. And there are some questions that, true or false, all MI patients will have change in the ECG. Anything called 100% of MI patient. Yeah, so anything say 100% is false. Okay? لا أنا ولا أنت 100%. ولا في حاجة في الدنيا أصلا.
Yes.
So anybody, أي سؤال شفته 100% too false. How long after coronary artery occlusion does the CKMB become detectable? قلنا 4 to 8 hours. Common cause of CKMB, rise. ممكن ترتفع مع الامي، ممكن مع المسكولار ديستروفي، ممكن مع الكارديوميوباثيز لان عندهم كونتينوس انجري اوف ذير مايوكارديا. والدليريوم تريمنز، ايش هو الدليريوم تريمنز؟ ما نشوفها كثير عندنا. هذول اللي هم يكونوا الكوهوليكس وعايش على الكحول. يعني لما يصحى الصباح اول حاجه يسويها ياخذ له اي اوبن. اوكي يسموها اي اوبن. بيفتح له عينه وكاسه. هذولي if you admit them because of any disease they got stomach problem and you stopped, you did not give them thiamine infusion and they get deficient and you don't really give them benzo because they need the benzo, they develop convulsion the third day. Classical story. You did not take a good history ولا نسيت ولا طناش ولا مقهور منه تبغى يجي له convulsion. Alright. You could do that. This is delirium tremens. They get seizures and they get delirious and they actually develop. On day number 5 following coronary ischemia, which serum marker will stay high?
Troponin.
خلاص. Chest pain. خلصنا. عفوا دكتور. We're finished. Thank you.